In this episode, I'm going to teach you 6 ingredients that you need to become a good partner. Welcome to the Dr. Wyatt Show, where developing a long-lasting, happy relationship is the status symbol to achieve, and following my tools is one path to help get you there. I'm your host, Dr. Wyatt Fisher, a licensed psychologist specializing in couples counseling. Be sure to call me on the show Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time with your marriage questions. You can reach me at 303-578-0618. Free advice. Also, be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Wyatt Fisher. When was the last time you gave your marriage an entire day to focus on resolving your resentments and rekindling your love? Probably never. That's why I invite you to attend my Total Marriage Refresh Conference coming up March 23rd in Tampa, Florida. This is an entire day to spend with your partner and to spend with me. I'm going to be there with you step by step, showing you the tools, the skills, the strategies to rebuild your marriage from the ground up. How would it feel to get away from the stress of life, the pressures of life, to fully focus on your relationship? Your relationship needs that. It's alive. It needs oxygen to breathe. This conference is the oxygen to bring back your relationship, to move it from surviving to thriving. So if you would like to attend the Total Marriage Refresh in Tampa, Florida, March 23rd, go to the description, click the link, and I hope to see you there. So I'm going to talk about today ingredients that we all need if we want to become good partners. We don't focus on the ingredients a lot, but focusing on ingredients is very important. Think about chocolate chip cookies. If you want to make chocolate chip cookies, what do you need? You need the right ingredients. If you don't have the right ingredients, the cookies are not going to turn out very well. They're not going to taste very good. And that's how it is in marriage. So when we get married, sometimes we don't have the right ingredients. I see this with couples I work with. I teach them the skills, I teach them the right tools, I teach them the strategies, but it still doesn't stick. And it often doesn't stick because one or both partners don't have the right ingredients. They're missing the raw material to become good partners. Now, an encouraging thing is often these raw materials, these ingredients that are needed are beliefs. They're things that you need to buy into, things that you need to believe in. So it's things that you can change. So if you're feeling like you're married to someone without the right ingredients, or maybe you don't feel like you have the right ingredients, take heart, because often these ingredients are your mindset. It's a belief system. It's things that you buy into. And I'm going to explain that in this episode today. So the first thing you need, the first ingredient to become a good partner is, do you have realistic expectations? That's a mindset. And when I say realistic expectations, that means you need to know there's going to be good times in your relationship and there's going to be hard times in your relationship. There's going to be amazing moments when you're feeling like your relationship is amazing and incredible. And there's going to be low periods where you feel like you have resentments and your needs aren't being met and you may feel out of love. That's normal. That's called the seasons of marriage. And you need realistic expectations to be a good partner. Otherwise, if you think everything is going to be summertime all the time in your relationship, you're going to be greatly disappointed when you go into fall, when you go into winter. And then you're going to make false conclusions, such as you're never going to be happy, or your needs are never going to be met, or you married the wrong person. Most likely, those things are all false. You're just going through the normal seasons of marriage. So you have to have realistic expectations. Things are not going to always be amazing. Things are not going to always be rosy. It's going to take some hard work. There's going to be some challenging times. So you have to have realistic expectations. That's the first ingredient. That's important. Number two is, do you believe in working on your relationship? I hate to break it to you, but this is not Hollywood. This is not Disney. Relationships take work. And work usually looks like we need to learn some tools. We need to learn some skills. We need to read some books. We need to see a counselor or a coach. We need to go to a conference. We need to use some apps. That can be work. Are you willing? Do you believe that relationships take work? Some people don't. They have the false expectation that if it takes work, you're not supposed to be together. If it takes work, then it's really not love. If it takes work, then we're just not compatible. Those are all lies. That is not true. Long-term successful relationships take work. Do you believe that? That's an important ingredient. Number three, do you believe in owning your part? This is a big one, and I talk about this a lot. A lot of people don't believe in that. They think if there's problems, it's their partner's fault. They're not very good at self-reflecting. They're not very good at having humility. They're not very good at looking at their piece, their contribution of owning how they're making things worse. They haven't bought into that belief system of owning their part. And because of that, they're very difficult to work through issues with because they get defensive. Their walls go up. They counter blame. Now, there's a method, obviously, to present your complaint. And I talk all about this with my tools. I train couples on my tools. But it comes back to a belief system. Do you believe in owning your part? Do you believe in the value and in the importance of owning your part to problems in your relationship? If you do, that's an important ingredient to have for you to become a good partner. Number four, do you believe in compromise? Relationships take compromise. Most of us show up in relationships and in marriage thinking, I want my needs met. I want things to go my way. I want to do things with my preference. And if that's how you operate on a regular basis, guess what? You're going to have a bad marriage. Because your partner feels the same. They want things their way. They want things based on their needs. They want things based on their preferences. So now what do we do? Now we're at a gridlock. We're at a standstill. And some people make the mistake of saying, this is just who I am. Take it or leave it. Don't ever say that to your partner. It's one of the worst things you can say. Because that's basically communicating to them, I'm never going to change for you. I'm not going to make any attempt. I'm not going to put any effort into changing. And the goal is not becoming a different person. The goal is learning to meet in the middle. The goal is learning how to compromise. The goal is learning how to share power so that part of what you want and part of what your partner wants is honored moment by moment, decision by decision. That's an important ingredient. Have you bought into the importance of compromising with your spouse? That's an important ingredient to have a good marriage. Number five. Do you believe in the value of emotional intimacy? Emotional intimacy is important for a healthy marriage. Emotional intimacy refers to being friends, sharing from your heart, having quality time together, having connection on that heart-to-heart level. Do you believe in the value of emotional intimacy? If you don't, that's a problem. Because if you don't believe in that, most likely, your partner does. Most likely your partner needs it. Most likely that's the top need of your partner. And often we can scoff at this need. Like, what? Emotional intimacy? What's that? Why do we need that? That's stupid. It's not stupid. It's important. That's how you stay close emotionally. You learn to explore each other's inner worlds. You learn to share your feelings. You learn to empathize with what your partner is feeling. All of that is emotional intimacy. Have you bought into the value of it? That's an important ingredient for you to be a good partner. Number six, do you believe in the value of physical intimacy? So with my last point, some of you are probably shaking your head saying, yeah, emotional intimacy. But now let's flip the tables. To be a good partner, you also have to believe in the value of physical intimacy. Physical intimacy includes affection all the way up to erotic touching. All of that is important for a healthy, close, committed relationship. Do you believe in physical intimacy? It's amazing how many people I've met. And I've heard one partner say, I don't want to have sex. I don't think we should have sex. I think after having kids, sex is unnecessary. I think after the kids move out, we don't need to have sex anymore. I think after we retire, no more sex. One partner doesn't want to have sex anymore. And they just decide unilaterally, we're not going to do that. Or they're not in any of those scenarios and they just don't want to have sex. They don't want to touch. They don't think it's important. And so they avoid it. They dismiss it. That's a mistake. Because if you're in a committed long-term relationship, if you are married, having physical connection is a vital component to closeness, to connection. Now, obviously, things need to be in place before you may be open to sexual contact, such as resolving your resentments, the emotional intimacy. But if those things are in place, how much do you believe and the value of physical intimacy, if you don't believe in the value of it, if you don't see the benefit of it, if you don't think it's a positive, healthy thing, if approached correctly, that's a problem. That's going to create issues in your marriage. And this is something my wife and I have both had to grow in. You know, I've had to grow in buying into the value of emotional intimacy. In the beginning of our marriage, I just kind of brushed it off and I dismissed it. But that's my wife's top need. So I've had to learn the value of emotional intimacy. It doesn't come natural for me to share my feelings. I have to think about it. What was I feeling today? And why was I feeling those things? And I've had to think about it and work on it because I know it's important to my wife. My wife has had to work on buying into the value of physical intimacy. When we first got married, she thought that was no big deal. She dismissed it. She scoffed at it. And so that's been a journey for her through the years, is learning to buy into the value of how it helps our marriage, how it keeps us connected, how it keeps us close. And so we all land somewhere on this. But those are six ingredients needed for a healthy marriage, for you to be a healthy and good partner. Number one, do you have realistic expectations? Number two, do you believe in working on your relationship? Number three, do you believe in owning your part to problems in your marriage? Number five, do you believe in the value of emotional intimacy? Number six, do you believe in the value of physical intimacy? Thank you for listening to the Dr. Wyatt Show. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment and I'll respond. If you're listening to my podcast version of this, the Dr. Wyatt Show, be sure to leave a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts, what you enjoyed about the episode, and to connect with you in that way. For my free PDF on 4 steps to better communication, check the link in the description. It will walk you through step by step how to start improving your communication today. And remember, don't get a better partner, own your piece and become a better partner. Take care.